What do you call this?
The WCLT Vibe Podcast.
My favorite podcast.
And now with the latest vibe, here's Graham Campbell.
Hi, I'm Howard Long. I'm the new executive director of the Licking County Historical Society.
Hi, I'm Chance Patsnick. I'm the operations manager at Cedar Hill Cemetery in the City of Newark Parks Department.
And we're here to talk about Echoes of the Past at the Cedar Hill Cemetery coming up later this month. Howard, why don't you tell us all about it?
It's called Echoes of the Past, and this year we'll be honoring our Civil War veterans. We have five veterans that we will be presenting, and that is going to be on Friday, September 16th from 6 to 7:30 at Cedar Hill Cemetery.
When you say presenting, what do you mean?
I struggled when we first started with this. We have people presenting people that served in the Civil War who were buried at Cedar Hill Cemetery. So we have, you know, I was struggling with, what do we call them? Well, they're presenters because they're going to embellish on what their experiences were in the Civil War based on the research that we've put together. And I wanted to say that we were going to have dead people talking, but that didn't sound right. So we're just going to go with the word presenters. And that was my struggle in the beginning. I think we joked about that for a while, Chance, because I didn't know what to say because I was uncomfortable about it. But we're going to call them presenters. And we're very fortunate to have five people that are going to reenact what their experiences were in the Civil War.
And where does the... I mean, obviously, you can't interview them. So, where does
You can. You might not get the answers you're looking for, and if they stay in period, if you ask questions specific around Civil War, they'll probably be able to answer those. But if you ask them who today's president was, they wouldn't know, and they're not supposed to.
In preparation for the event, how do the presenters go about collecting information?
We actually had all of the information done by Doug Stout from the Licking County Library, who is the veterans historian. He put amazing files together for us on each of our five Civil War veterans, and we were able to then copy those and hand those to our presenters, who were then putting their research together and talking about the high points or low points of what the our presenters experienced in the Civil War. And the five particular people that we're going to be presenting is going to be Charles Miller, William B. Woods, Charles R. Woods, Leonardus Ichico, and Dr. James Black. And those are going to be the five people that we're going to be presenting at the cemetery on the grave, on their actual graves, grave sites. There will be a little bit of walking around, not too much. But we're excited. Obviously, for me, this is the first time. I don't know what this is going to be like until I see it next Friday. Other than we started preparing in June.
Way ahead of time.
And we've been meeting every 2 weeks since June up until our last meeting will be tomorrow. And we've put a lot of thought and effort into this. We had one person ask us, well, why isn't there not going to be a female presenter of the Civil War? And a female was not allowed to be enlisted in the infantry. And for that's one of the reasons why we weren't able to, because it was suggested. We did our research. We did have one person that was suggested to us, but after we did the research, we found out that she was only 2 years old during the Civil War. So
wouldn't think it
it wasn't going to, yes.
I'll do that one.
That was my daddy or something.
Right.
But yeah.
Would it be dressed up in period clothes or just is that how that works?
We're going to do our very best. Everyone will be in Civil War uniforms. They're probably costumes. Some of them will probably be more authentic depending on some of the presenters who have done Civil War reenactments in the past. I know that we have three that have, it's best of my understanding, have not. We were able to provide them with some of the uniforms, hats, jackets, pants, the sashes, different color sashes. So like Dr. James Black will wear a green sash, and a green sash was the how you would identify a surgeon during the Civil War on the Union side.
Uh-huh. Do you have a sense of how many soldiers from Licking County participated in the Civil War?
That is a great question that I don't have the answer to.
There was going to be a quiz. I thought Chance would have told me.
Okay, and I can say that we do have pictures of the reunions, because after the Civil War, all the Civil War veterans would try to have a reunion once a year. And one of the largest Civil War reunions, I believe, was in 1890. And there were also some prior, but we don't have the documentation on the prior ones or the photos on the prior ones, but we do have them on from 1890 going forward. It was very important to meet once a year and, you know, commiserate or talk about what, you know, what they're going through and where their lives are today. And we also have photos of the reunions where they actually had families and spouses as part of it. Some of the very earlier photos of the reunions were just the soldiers.
Uh-huh. And so what is the, Chance, what is the cemetery doing to prepare for this event?
A lot of weed eating, a lot of mowing, just making sure that the cemetery looks nice for everybody that's walking through. But the guys are putting in a lot of hours making it look super nice.
So I come to the cemetery to Cedar Hill Cemetery, I should say that clearly.
Yeah.
And what can I expect?
We'll have the Historical Society up there at the front gates. They'll be collecting the money. It's $5 per person. Kids 12 and under are free. Licking County Historical members are free. And then if you have a big carload, it's $15. But you can expect to go in, pay, and then park. We'll have you park close to where the actors are actually going to be at, so you won't have to walk super far. And then we'll start, like we said, around 6 p.m. But if you get there early, we've got some lemonade and popcorn to provide to everybody. It's free. The Licking County Historical Society will have a booth there. So we'll just hang out, drink some lemonade, have some popcorn before the actors actually start presenting. Mm-hmm.
Because I have a low startled response. No ghosts or nobody jumping out from behind a tombstone going,
no.
Boo.
This isn't a spooky
We can't discuss
story.
That at this time. You know, that could be that embellishment or that.
Right.
No, nothing like that's planned.
No.
We're going to try to stay as true to the presentation of their experiences in the Civil War. Obviously, like I've said before, there would be some embellishment. I mean, you could have a Civil War presenter stand up and say, well, you know, this is the first time I've been out in 100-something years, and it's good to see you all. I don't recognize your clothing. But, you know, something like that if they want to have fun. And then, you know, two of them are the Woods brothers. And, you know, the significance of the Woods brothers, that they were the lead officers in the 76th Ohio Volunteer Infantry. They played a very prominent role in our community and are buried at Cedar Hill Cemetery. We have a lot of Civil War veterans that are buried at Cedar Hill.
What are you expecting the public to come away with from this experience?
Well, this is also going to be my first experience.
Well, then what are you expecting to come away with?
Well, I want an amazing turnout. I want our presenters to have fun, engage the community, engage the crowd that's in front of us, walk away with, wow, this was an amazing event to be able to hear the experiences of what they went through in the Civil War. I'm excited. I just can't wait.
Does the Historical Society still collect artifacts from the community? I mean, if I found that my uncle had been an avid Civil War collector, is that the kind of, do you want to see all that stuff? Are you still?
The best way I could describe us is that we're historical hoarders. So we have people dropping things off almost daily. And it could be something they found in the house. You know, the largest Civil War collection that we have now was donated to us about the Woods brothers. So if you were at our Sherwood Davidson house right now, you would see their swords that they actually carried in the Civil War. You can see we have a phenomenal display of Johnny Clem's badges during the Civil War. So we're actually putting that together, and that's something that's also going to be exhibited next Thursday at the Open Ohio event that all museums across the state are opening up their doors all next week. And ours is going to be on September 15th from 10 to 3 at the Sherwood Davidson House if you want to come in and see what our Civil War collection looks like. We collect everything and anything.
Remind everyone where the Sherwood Davidson House is.
Sherwood Davidson House is at Veterans Park on 6th Street. You'll come in and it's the middle of the three houses. The houses to the right are the Heisey. The house is to the left. The house to the left is the Buckingham House.
So if I'm looking ahead to next year, what should be first on my calendar?
Well, we'll have our Memorial Day celebration on Memorial at Cedar Hill, and then we have our three fishing derbies. We have a trout derby, a youth fishing derby, and then a catfish derby as well. So those are our really big events that we really focus on.
Okay.